Welcome to the Agile Revolution. This is Craig. We're at the Agile 2016 conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm sitting here with Sally Alada. She's from the, she's part of Agile Transformation, but really the founder of the Agility Health Radar that some of you might have seen floating around at conferences. How are you doing, Sally?
I'm doing great. Craig, how are you?
Excellent. So tell us, for those people who haven't seen, I've seen these little discs at a number of conferences that have been at. We were recently at the Agile 2016 conference, Agile Australia 2016 conference in Australia. We saw these lying around, and here at the Agile 2016, they're all over the place. So you know, what is the Agility Health Radar?
Well, it's not a Frisbee disc, so let's start there.
Yeah, it looks like a circle.
I know.
This is an audio really podcast, but it's a circle, and yes, we could... there you go.
Yeah, it looks like a Frisbee. So we built Agility Health about 2.5 years ago. We launched it to the market with the vision of helping Agile teams have a consistent way to measure their health and their performance. And I say both health and performance because I think we focus too much on only the hard metrics over the years, and we've kind of reported the velocity data and the just a lot of the focus on the hard metrics. So then I think leaders just asking the wrong questions. So we wanted to visually and in one simple picture show them what does it mean for a team to be healthy. And quite frankly, my other ulterior motive is to help leaders know that there's a cause and an effect. If you want performance, leadership, culture, and foundation have an impact. They're inputs to performance. If you want clarity, you do need strong product owners and scrum masters and strong managers. So that one radar opens up a conversation, a very healthy dialogue at the team level every quarter, and then also at the leadership level, and what can we do to help those teams get better and improve.
Yeah, so this team health radar that I've got in my hands here, it's got five dimensions. So leadership, performance, clarity, foundation, and culture, and on it, and we'll put a link in the show notes so you can kind of see this. But on it, then there is these little coloured boxes that I guess show you the maturity. Is that right? Like it in each little section, you know, for example, if I look at performance, there's product owner, team, stakeholder, predictable velocity, time to market, value delivered, quality, response to change. And then inside there, these things are colored in.
What are those?
Yeah, so if I look at it, what's it telling me?
The outside are what we call the dimensions. So we say really a healthy agile team, you know, has those five dimensions of health. Within every dimensions, we have sub-dimensions. So for example, clarity, underneath it, there's vision, planning, and roles. Those are the sub-dimensions. But within vision, that we have competencies. So I want the teams to feel very confident that they have clarity on their vision and purpose, and also their measures for success. We've actually found, Craig, that a lot of teams think they know what their vision is, but if you ask them, but how will you measure your success this quarter or anyway, they're like, I have no idea how to answer that question.
We live with some stuff.
Yes. So when the teams take this, do this retrospective, and it's a facilitated retrospective, that was so important to me, is this is not a survey tool that you send to people at their desk. This is a facilitated conversation. What you will see is there will be dots that will appear. It looks like a spider chart. Every dot represents a person and how they voted. And actually, what I find the most interesting is not the average line, it's the spread between the dots. Because if you have 10, you know, you marked it a 10 on clarity, on vision and purpose, and I marked it as a 1, it's like the story point, the poker. We need to have a conversation. You know, why is half of our team high on something and half of our team low? So my whole objective from this was to visualize all of our perceptions and feelings so that we can have a very healthy conversation. And then at the end of that conversation, there's an action plan. We call it the growth plan. What are we going to do to get better in the next quarter? And we don't want 100 things. We want to pick, honestly, 2 to 3 things that will accelerate our growth and enable us to deliver faster or better.
So if I'm an agile coach or an executive, because measuring your agility is something that lots of organizations do, and I'm going to come to the agile maturity assessment question in a minute. But how does this work from your perspective? What when I come along to your website, what am I getting? How does it actually work? Is it is this just a questionnaire? Is it
First thing that you would do is you would get some internal people certified. So if you're an agile coach, or if you're a scrum master, or if you're a manager, even you don't have to be an agile coach to be certified. We just want people with really, you know, strong facilitation skills. And definitely some agile experience. But you get certified, you spend a day with us, and I know everybody's like, cringing right now, like, oh my God, not another certification. But our instrument's very powerful and it's data-centric, and you do need to know how to interpret the results and how to coach the teams and show them what that means. What are the incomes? What are the inputs? What are the outputs? The other thing is we are really emphasizing our certification that this data cannot be used to punish or reward the team. This is truly a growth tool to help teams accelerate their growth. So once you get certified, you would license, you could purchase assessments from us, or you can do a yearly subscription per team. And then teams every quarter would do a team health retrospective. Now, the way I like to compare it is we do release planning typically once a quarter, and then we do sprint planning. Mm-hmm. With retrospectives, we should be doing team health retrospectives, which is strategic every quarter, and then the iteration sprint are tactical. Mm-hmm. But right now, that's a missing gap. If you look at it, we never stop strategically to say, how are we doing? Mm-hmm. How are we going to improve the next quarter? We never stop to do that. We just go, 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 go. And I have found teams truly accelerate. I have one team that actually have a video from. They tripled their velocity in 3 iterations because they identified an impediment that management actually removed for them because of their combined voice. They took them seriously now. And they tripled their velocity, which I know velocity doesn't matter, but they tripled their output. So think about it from that perspective. They felt that they went much faster.
Oh, cool. And so I mentioned the M word before. Is this an agile maturity assessment, or is there something that makes this different? Because those have been around for a long time.
Yeah. One of the things I was looking for, that's why we built this tool, is I didn't want just an agile maturity assessment. I wanted an organizational health check. I always say enterprise agility, business agility, really relies on having healthy teams. If you have 100 agile teams and 70 of them are not doing well, but only 30 are doing well, that impacts your overall business agility or enterprise agility. So my goal and our objective here is overall measurement and optimization of organizational health and business agility. Mm. So that's our mission, but we say that it starts with each team within the organization. And you'll see within Agility Health, we can roll that up at the program, at the product, at the portfolio. The other thing I'm sneaking in there that's important to me, and again, this is not just an assessment tool, it's a growth tool. We've created a framework. It's a 3-level framework for growth. Teams will be accountable to grow, but when teams can't grow and they have impediments that are for management and leaders, we will now create an organizational level backlog for managers, and we will hold them accountable for actually using Agile and improving every quarter and doing things to help the team. If the management layer or the product or the program layer is stuck, then we have 1/3 layer in Agility Health called the enterprise backlog, the growth backlog. Those are executives and leaders. Those are impediments that they need to remove and address, also using Agile in a quarterly fashion. Mm.
That's awesome. And yeah,
so it's not just the tool, it's the framework of growth.
And what I really like, yeah, it's across the organization. So even looking at this disc, when you look at there, some of the things like, you know, clarity, you know, vision and purpose, measure of success, you know, midterm, long-term roles, generalizing specialists, all those type of things, are not necessarily agile, but a good
team health.
Agile organization will want those, but just any good organization would want those as well.
Yeah, we actually have some business teams using this. We have some business teams that are using Agile that will use the same radar. We just remove some of the technical questions for them.
Excellent. So this has been around for a little while, the Team Health Radar, and you can see these discs online at the website,
yes,
if I remember. But you've just introduced some new, some more frisbees.
Let's call them frisbees. Yes, more frisbees for the world. Yeah. That's our goal, is to, you know, saturate you with frisbees. But if you go to our website now, and so for those of you that are listening, we have built the product. It's called the Lean Product Health Radar. We have been really big on helping coaches understand that don't just focus on delivery coaching, but we need to move to discovery coaching. We need to build the right stuff. So lean product development, experimenting, using lean startup. So that's what this radar is about, and it's called the Lean Product Health Radar. You would really use it above. So this is not, all these radars are not for the team. Some of them are for program levels, product levels, and then leadership assessments. The next one is our technical health radar. This one's also new. It was just released. It has dimensions such as technical excellence, architecture, continuous delivery, and metrics. And it's a way for, think of it, of a program, a product line, a line of business, to get a very deep understanding of how they're doing and then build an action plan for getting better. Again, to facilitate a really healthy conversation. The other one is Scaled Agile. So we've partnered with Scaled Agile, and we have their Release Train Health Radar and also their Portfolio Health Radar for companies that are doing safe implementations. We have several of them, but like Fannie Mae, so they'll do all their teams, will do a team health assessment, and then the Release Train leadership team will run the Release Train Health Assessment to see how they can improve. And then last but not least, we also have what we call our business agility radar. The business agility radar is one we use with the executive and leaders that are running the transformation to show them, like an organizational level, if you want to transform to agile, don't just focus on process. There's process, there's leadership and culture, there's strategy and organizational structure, like moving to stable teams, and of course there's a technology. But please don't just focus on one and leave the other. The other new addition release that we have are individual health radars. So Agile Coach Health, Scrum Master Health, Product Owner Health. We're hoping to entice teams to give feedback to each other. You know, today I think it's all performance management's really interesting and it's just the manager that gives you feedback. We really want to sort of turn that around and disrupt it a little bit.
So tell me a little bit about, we have a lot of Agile coaches, for example, listen to this podcast. So if I'm going to do an Agile Coach Health.
What does it look like?
What does that mean?
Sure. Our Agile Coach Health Radar, and I wish I had that one with me, but one of them, we were really inspired by Lisa Atkins and Michael Spade, and they're actually, I think, will release their own radar within Agility Health. It was in draft version, and we're still talking to them about having that released. But I was very influenced by the leadership style. So do you come across as a servant leader? Are you an influencer? Do you teach well? Are you a really good listener and a coach? And are you a good mentor? So that's the leadership style competency. And then we go under growth and learning. Do you invest in yourself and grow? Are you self-aware of how you come across? And do you participate in a community? Then we also have a dimension called value delivered. So do you actually deliver value? And people rate you in terms of value delivered. Are you influencing change at the individual level? Are you influencing change at the team level? Do teams feel like they're changing because of you? Are you influencing programs and product lines? And then organizational leadership coaching, do you make any difference there for them? Mm-hmm. So people rate what impact have you made. We also ask questions around the five dimensions of team health, because if you're an agile coach, you should be building healthy teams. So to what extent do you have an impact on clarity, foundation, culture, leadership, and performance? Mm-hmm. So those are, and then we have foundation, basic things, values and principles, agile methods, how mm-hmm. strong are you there? Lean product development, scaling models, technical excellence, and then business acumen.
So really, listeners to this know, for example, I'm alumni of the ACI, and I talk about their competency framework all the time.
Yes.
That sounds like really it's a measurement for their competency framework for agile coaches.
It's very similar, and like I mentioned, you know, we're working on partnering with ACI to even have one that's even more directly aligned with the ACI competency. But it's very similar. It's very highly influenced by that. Obviously, Lisa's and Michael Spade are really the leaders in that field. Mm. And it's also influenced, obviously, by Agility Health, because we want to make sure that you're actually measuring and adding value to the teams based on those five dimensions.
And so the output of all this is a report.
Like a spider chart.
Mm-hmm. And so what does that compare against? Does it compare against you 3 months ago? Does it compare against best practice? How does that work?
Sure. If it's an individual health radar, you will see your own self-assessment against how other people assessed you. So that's number one. I love that visualization how did I rate myself versus how did people rate me? And if you're listening to this right now and you ever do this, I'll tell you that rating yourself way higher is not a good thing. That immediately you should kind of sit down and have a reality check conversation with yourself. But my coaches use it in all of their engagements, and honestly, Craig, and I do it in the middle of the engagement, it gives them the richest feedback they could ever get from their clients and their teams, mm-hmm. so they can immediately adjust course and get better. And they also build a growth plan for themselves. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do to get better? If you're a team, mm-hmm. you can compare it quarter by quarter. So you can say, show me my timeline. Quarter after quarter after quarter, am I getting better or not? Mm-hmm. One of our future features is benchmarking. Show me how my team looks against other teams in my company or other teams in my industry. Mm-hmm. So that's a future benchmarking feature.
I guess that's the powerful thing, is you're now starting to collect the whole pile of data from,
right.
from teams all over
yes,
the world.
Yes, we have lots of large enterprise companies moving in. More and more of that data will give us more and more science. And we have brought on Larry Macaron. He is an amazing data scientist. I'd say he's one of the top in the agile world. He invented with Carnegie Mellon, the SDPI. And he's helping us build our Agility Health Index score. Mm-hmm. It will be like a credit score. You know how you know your credit's good or bad? By looking at your credit score, this will be a company-level Agility Health score telling them, you know, where they need to make some improvements.
Oh, cool. Now, here's a question I've got to ask, because this happens when I've done the these types of things before. How do you stop teams from gaming it? Because, you know, they'll pick up this thing and go, yeah, we're pretty good at BDD. We're pretty awesome at that, when perhaps as an agile coach or just an outsider, you know they're not. So how does that work? Is it just they get called on it, or?
Yeah, there's 2 to 3 ways that I'll share with you. One of them is we do also pull hard metrics into Agility Health. So let's just say the team says, yeah, we're highly predictable. And by the way, our questions are actually written in a way that it's not just really subjective. We have something called flashcards that tell you what does good look like and what does not great look like. And so part of why this is facilitated is to make sure everybody understands. You can't just say, I feel predictable today and rate it high. There's more, you know, more objective. But the hard metrics bring a reality check, because we pull data directly from Jira version 1 and Rally and some of the other ones. And so I think it will be hard for the team to say we have amazing quality when you can say they've got 75 escape defects at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So the hard metrics gives them a reality check. The second thing is having the agile coach or the facilitator at the end of every assessment, they can coach the team within the same session. Say, guys, are you okay for like a moment of truth here? Yeah. Here's how I feel. Especially if you are a coach. What I tell them, though, is if you're not a coach, if you're only a facilitator, don't provide advice for the team unless you really are a coach and you have that background. So you can definitely do a reality check moment. We do have facilitators sort of rate the team at the very end. Are they forming, storming, norming, or performing? The last thing, though, that I want to leave, the most important thing for gaming, and I teach all the executives this, if you ever use this data to punish or reward a team, you'll never see the truth again. Mm-hmm. And that's the simple truth of it, is the minute that you say, let's reward all high-performing teams with high radars, and let's punish or get rid of all the teams that have bad radars, boom, everybody will be high. And it's not just the teams, it's the managers or the executives. If you start putting together a bonus system for the management or the VP that have all teams that have really good scores, then we're done. And that's why we protect the team's identity. When you roll up multiple teams, we've actually removed the team's names, so you can see the data, but you can't judge the teams.
Excellent. Is there anything else coming down the pipeline? I mean, obviously you've got all these little radars and been working very busily of late, but anything else new that you're looking forward to?
We're excited about the growth portal. So in Q4 of this year, we've been recording lots of videos, and thank you, Craig, yourself. You'll be featured in our growth portal.
Just have to be loitering with intent and record the video on quality.
Yes, thank you for that. The growth portal, you know, it's like the next level of maturity. When teams look at the radar and they want to get better, they're going to be able to click on each one of the competencies and go to a page dedicated to that competency. It's going to tell them what does good look like, what does not healthy look like, what is this competency impacted by in the rest of the radar, and here's some videos, short videos, less than 10 minutes, from real world practitioners giving you real world advice. And then in the future, we'll even add some training from the company or other people you can go talk to. Mm-hmm. I'm also hoping in the growth portal to allow them to kind of ask a coach. So if they have an internal coaching group, sort of request time from a coach and pull help if they need it. So the growth portal, I'm very excited about. I think it will be like the next step for enabling teams to self-organize and grow.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So all interesting stuff. If people want to know more, or coaches, you can just grab the disc, and even in itself, it's a good little resource. But obviously, the power is the entire framework. How do they find out more information?
AgilityHealthRadar.com. So go to AgilityHealthRadar.com. I would love for you to join our certified community. Even if you hate certifications, forgive me for creating another one. But hopefully when you go through the class, you'll see the value and understand why. We have online classes every month. We have in-person classes. We'll be actually coming to Australia to start some certifications there. But please, join the community that is really enabling growth and get certified and help companies grow.
Excellent. Well, great talking to you, Sally. And encourage people to at least take a look at this. It's good stuff.
Thank you, Craig. Have a wonderful day.